This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The Panama Papers are turning into a real opportunity for the Obama administration after issuing a Treasury regulation that derailed a $160 billion so-called inversion merger between Pfizer Pharmaceuticals and Allergan, a Canadian company. The U.S. government is now set to issue a rule that will require American banks and other financial institutions for the very first time to know the people operating and opening shell companies. What's at stake here with a new level of transparency, and how will this affect the kind of resources banks supply their customers? Louise Story is a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Transparency, can they make this level of transparency stick, Louise?
Well, you know, John, it would actually surprise a lot of people that currently banks do not have to know who's behind shell companies that open bank accounts, right? I mean, you've heard of the Know Your Customer rules. So it's a pretty big loophole that they haven't had to know who's behind these shell companies. Treasury has actually been working on this long before the Panama Papers. In December, they issued a notice signaling that this is moving down the process through the OMB. I've been talking with them about it quite a long time because I did a big investigation on shell companies last year. And this week, I talked with a Treasury official who said it's just about done and it's just about to come out.
This would have an effect on issues that are related to the Panama Papers,
Absolutely.
But also have issues related to the exclusions that are available in states like Delaware, right?
This would affect what banks have to find out about shell companies if someone comes and opens an account in the name of a shell company. So you could still go to Delaware and set up a very secretive shell company, but if you want to do banking with it, you're going to have to answer some questions. And that's what's new. It doesn't change state laws. Those secretive shell companies on the state level would still be available. But, you know, a lot of people like to use those for things. They don't set them up for no reason. And they often use them in banking. And they also often use them in real estate. And the Treasury is also currently doing a new program where in New York and Miami, they're tracking high-end buyers of real estate who use shell companies. This is something they announced in January.
Does it affect things that may have happened before this week or the issuance of this rule? For instance, can the Treasury make a rule that requires banks to identify all of the companies that they do business with over the past 5 years, or is it just starting from today?
When it is put into place, it will be going forward. So you're right. There's a ton of bank accounts that already exist. But this is about new bank accounts that are opened. And so that's still a very important thing. And I think that this will have an effect. I mean, the other thing you're going to see just in terms of secrecy is that I think people looking to set up shell companies and wanting to be secretive cannot rest assured they'll remain secretive anymore with leaks like the one that was driving the Panama Papers.
Louise Story is an investigative reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.